This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump facing impeachment this week, sparred Monday with House Democrats who accused him of multiple federal crimes and the abuse of the presidency. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with a predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Boeing is suspending production of its 737 MAX in January as it continues to struggle with the fallout from two deadly crashes that grounded the jets back in March. The AP's Mike Hempen has that story.
The Wall Street Journal reports the company could cut production of the MAX or even end it altogether. The newspaper says Boeing's board began meeting over the weekend to consider its options. And according to people not identified, the company is viewing production cuts as a viable option. The Journal reports the shift occurred after U.S. regulators told Boeing that its timetable for the return of the MAX was unrealistic. Recently, Boeing said it expected the FAA to permit shipments of new MAX jets this month. I'm Mike Hempen.
Local governments across the U.S. Midwest and Northeast are urging drivers to stay off the roads as a second major storm brought ice and wintry mix to areas from Kansas to New Hampshire. At least 11 people have died in weather-related vehicle crashes. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In Afghanistan, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham said a U.S. troop drawdown is coming. We get more on that story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking from the Afghan capital, Kabul, Graham said the president could reduce troops to 8,600, down from the current 12,000, adding Afghanistan's national security forces are ready to defend their country. Graham added America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has to be condition-based, and the Taliban have to be held to the promises they make during peace talks. Graham has opposed a full U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Monday marked 75 years since the start of one of World War II's pivotal battles. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The snow-covered Ardennes Forest shook.
Here along what was the Western Front, Defense Secretary Mark Esper is marking Germany's last major counteroffensive in 1944, 6 months after D-Day, the Battle of the Bulge.
American troops fought and forged an incredible victory that assured Hitler's defeat.
In a cold, soaking rain, veteran Malcolm Buck Marsh Jr. told a crowd here at the memorial to Americans killed in the battle that the weather was worse then. Freezing temperatures, blinding snow. Allies won the battle and the war. Marsh would rather none of it happened again.
Pray for world peace.
Sagar Magani with the Defense Secretary, Bastogne, Belgium.
Authorities at the U.S. Military Academy and U.S. Naval Academy are investigating hand gestures made during the Army-Navy football game over the weekend. The AP's Mike Gracia has more on the story.
The U.S. Military Academy and the U.S. Naval Academy say officers have been appointed to investigate motivations behind hand signals flashed by some cadets and midshipmen during last Saturday's Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. During the TV broadcast, some West Point cadets and Naval Academy midshipmen flashed what looked like a sideways okay finger gesture. Photos and clips of the gestures went viral on social media. Some Twitter users condemned the gesture as a white power sign. Others defended it as the gotcha or circle game that's popular with children. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The wife of Zimbabwe's vice president is charged with attempting to kill her husband. A magistrate on Monday ordered Mary Chiwenga, a former model and wife of Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, remain in custody pending a bail hearing. She's accused of trying to deny her husband medical care, insisting that he stay at a hotel instead of a hospital when he was flown to South Africa for medical treatment back in July. She's also charged with money laundering and fraud amid reports of their troubled marriage, allegedly. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.